This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is K2GDQ. How are you on this muggy morning?
So far, so good. I wasn't even thinking that it was muggy. I pre-started my truck, and I had the AC on yesterday on my way home, so when I went from the house to the truck, I didn't really notice. It's actually quite comfortable in here. Yeah, but other than that, things are good. Things are going well on multiple fronts. So I am, doing pretty good. How are things with you?
Well, things are good. I'm doing some work for the Engineering Society of Buffalo, one of the organizations that I belong to, which I think I belong to too many, but anyway. Trying to do a mail merge, and I'm struggling with that.
Doing a mail merge to, obviously to mail. I used to use it for label creation when I was in micro, when I was putting labels on storage locations. Yeah, mail merge is fun, but it can be tricky. What's causing you trouble?
So I'm helping out with the membership renewal, and we have corporate members that can have up to 5 people, and I'm trying to put them into a letter. We have those contacts information. I'm trying to put that contact information in, and whoever set this up, the forms that I'm using, they loved text boxes, and I don't know if that's the right way to do this.
You really don't need text boxes. There's really no point for that at all. Especially if it's inline text, you can just insert the reference for the lookup, and it just will insert it. Like, that's how they do all those mass mailings, and they insert your name and maybe some sort of personal reference, or calling out their spouse or whatnot. And I would personally get rid of all text boxes. I agree.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. I'm working on it for way too long. And some of it I've been trying to use the same form, and I've actually gone in and edited it, and it takes me forever. I get 2 or 3 done a night, and I got a bunch more to go. I got to find a better way, but get rid of the text boxes, I think is the best bet.
Are you using this to write letters, or are you using this to make labels?
To write letters.
Okay, so maybe I'm missing something when you're saying you're only getting a few done a night. Unless you have a few different forms, you should only need to create one common form that has variables in there that do a lookup to your external data. Unless you have like 2 different forms, but even if you want the variations between the forms, you can put that variation text in your data file so that it pulls that in and just creates the form on the fly.
Is that correct? Correct. And when I was doing it with the current form and I would do the mail merge, I would end up with 5 sheets, and then I had to edit each. I've got to just work with this a little bit and figure it out. Part of it too is the file that I'm working from with all the names is not the best. But multiple people have done this, and it just gets confused, changed every time someone else does it. because, you know, we all know the best way to do it, right?
And that's a very good point. That making it sound like it's easy, yet I'm not the one sitting in front of there not working with somebody's old files. It could be somebody that put a lot of merged cells in the data file and wreak havoc.
Yeah, the form. Now, the funny thing was is for the individual memberships, that was easy. The mail merge worked great. Once I figured it out, worked really good and had it done in like an hour, maybe a little bit more. But the corporate one has been bothering me, and that's where most of our members are. I think I'm taking your advice and just come up with a new form. Same wording, just a different format. And I think that'll work.
You can just copy and paste the text. It'll strip all the formatting in a new document, reformat it the way you want, and then recreate the links, the references in there. Yeah. And, of course, save the old one in case you really mess it up. But, yeah, you'll get through it. And then it'll be easy for everyone else that tries their hand at it going forward. And good morning there, Jeff. This is KGPCB.
KCQ-NVM. Good morning, everybody. What kind of issues are we having with whatever it is we're doing?
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, I'm trying to send out Engineering Society Buffalo membership renewals. I think that's what you're asking.
Yes, I didn't hear the first part of that conversation, so I was just wondering what the context was behind it. Thank you.
Yeah, I really got to find a better way. Maybe today, I don't know, I got some other things I need to work on today, but I got to get this done. Hopefully today, we'll see.
What program are you trying to do all this in?
I'm using Word.
Word for a mailing list, or do you have everybody's like email address or physical address?
All the personal or pertinent information, you know, name, address, phone number, yada, 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 is all in an Excel file. And so I know I can pull information from one column into a Word document in a specific spot. However, whoever set up these sheets, these forms, use text boxes everywhere. And instead of using like a line where you could draw a line, they drew a line, so it became an object in the thing, in the text box. And it's just like there's features within text boxes. It's just a mess. So I got to find a better way to work through it. I've got some ideas. We'll get it.
Okie dokie. Sounds like somebody who created it had way too much time on their hands.
You've way too much time on their hands, or knew that's all they knew. That's all they knew how to do was text boxes. And like I said, it won't take me long once I get the right idea. I've got some ideas this morning, and I'll work on it after we're done here.
It also sounds like it was slightly over-engineered.
Well, yeah, it's the Engineering Society of Buffalo. someone way over-engineered it. And my philosophy always was is to make it as simple as possible. Not to go down this rabbit hole, but yeah, when I was designing tooling and fixturing and parts and stuff, what's the best way to make it? What's the easiest way to make it? What's going to cost less? That was my idea. That was my philosophy.
you could tell they weren't the design engineer.
You know, it kind of reminds me about website design and HTML. Back when you used to have WYSIWYG editors, and you just created it on that screen, assuming that everyone is looking at the same format of a screen. Your page is not very dynamic, you know, between PC screens, tablet screens, phone screens, different browsers. You know, the WYSIWYG editors are gone for the most part, even though I still like to use mine. But yeah, the right way to do it is to code everything in the background so your page is dynamic. But if you don't know, the WYSIWYG works really good. We've got no Ross today.
Yeah, Ross was telling me that this is probably the last Thursday that he'll not be available. Something about Evelyn going to camp and then school starts, and I don't know. Once school starts, I guess he'll be on Thursday mornings.
I thought it was going to be soon that he'd be back on Thursdays, but he was already, no, he was in the room. He was in the clean room, and I stopped in to see if he was going to be on today, and ended up interfacing with Lauren out in the test area, and she was telling me that no, he's still taking his Thursdays. So, yeah, I didn't get a specific date. Yeah, definitely I would assume once Evelyn's back in school. I know Megan was looking at a new job, so I don't know what the status is on that. Yeah, I think you talk to him more than I do these days.
Yeah, well, once Ross gets to the building, he waits until just a couple minutes before he needs to punch in before he signs off. I do get a few extra minutes with him in the morning.
I think the 6:45 starts. He was starting early, but he doesn't do that anymore. But for me, that 15 minutes every day, Monday through Thursday, is justification for me to leave an hour early on Friday, so I can leave at 3:30 if everything's working out okay.
Totally understand that. That's how I used to feel too. Friday was always my day to leave, quote, on time, unquote.
All right, speaking of skating, it's 6:44, so I'm going to do a reverse skate and make my way into the building. This is K2PCB. I'll talk to you guys soon.
73s, KC2, NVM, click.
73s to you both. Have a great day. Stay cool, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. This is KE2GDQ Monitoring.